Mr. Coordinator, thank you very much for giving us the floor on this very important issue. And at the same time, thank you for your tireless and knowledgeable leadership in this process. I would also like to thank the ISU for the excellent preparation of this year's meetings. Croatia, of course, aligns itself with the EU statement made earlier, but would also like to highlight a couple of issues from the national position. Improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, without any doubt, represent one of the most serious threats to international peace and security. Having in mind their devastating effect on people, it is obvious the states need to establish what their agenda regarding the IEDs is, to better protect civilians or to reduce the impact on their armed and security forces. In Croatia's view, the answer is naturally both, because the setup of this particular agenda will then ultimately determine what measures are likely to have a positive impact on the behavior of parties to a certain conflict. The IED threat is of grave concern for all relevant stakeholders, and as such is an impediment to full application of humanitarian assistance and provision of development aid. Thankfully, measures can be undertaken to tackle this challenge, whether it is data mapping of threats, victim assistance programs, IED awareness campaigns, or monitoring and tracking of IED materials. For the successful implementation of all these activities, it is of course implied that states and relevant organizations work hand in hand to ensure the best results. Thus, we are particularly grateful for the ongoing work in updating the compilation of existing guidelines, best practices, and other recommendations aiming at addressing the diversion of illicit use of materials that can be used for IEDs. And finally, Mr. Coordinator, due to the certain reshuffling in the state administration of Croatia, we were not yet able to provide answers to coordinator's questionnaire on national counter-IED frameworks, but we are certainly aiming to do so in the near future. This also applies to our national reports, both in the framework of the AP2 and Protocol 5. We are also planning to provide them very soon. I thank you.